Thank you, Mr. Deputy Speaker. I rise today to speak in the interests of fairness and opportunity for people across Northern Ireland. Because fairness, that basic promise that everyone should have a fair crack of the whip, a fair shot in life, is at the core of this motion and at the heart of regional balance. Yet the reality of our economy today is that wealth is dictated more by postcode than by merit or talent. Let's begin with the facts. People in Derry face a gap of around 10% in employment and economic activity compared with other areas across the north. Average wages are almost 30% lower than in Belfast. Poverty in our northwest communities is double the rate of some other parts of Northern Ireland. The rate of drug deaths in the most deprived areas of the Western Trust is almost 2.5 times the Trust average. And from 2019 to 2021, people in the most deprived areas of Derry and Strabane were likely to die 7 years earlier than the Northern Ireland average, a gap that has actually widened since 2015. It's a problem felt passionately by many people west of the ban, who are locked out of opportunity, including by embarrassingly poor transport links. In 2012, we had a regional development strategy that emphasised the importance of modern infrastructure. 13 years later, look where we are. The European Commission's Regional Competitiveness Index ranked the north and west of Ireland 218th out of 234 EU regions for infrastructure. We've failed to move the needle, and the people west of the ban are still paying the price. Not least through the failure to deliver the A5, a project vital not just for the northwest, but for Manna and for Tyrone too. Its completion would open up access to jobs, to trade and investment right across this region. The failure to deliver it isn't just incompetent, it's a betrayal of the families that have lost their loved ones on that road, and its regional imbalance writ large. Modern roads aren't just tarmac. They are the arteries of economic growth. But regional imbalance doesn't stop at the ban. Of the 10 most deprived wards in Northern Ireland, some of them are in my colleague in the Economic Committee, Phil Brett's constituency in North Belfast and in West Belfast. And people right across this chamber can attest to the impact that that has on their constituencies every single day. This isn't a question of West versus East. It is about fairness and building a Northern Ireland that works for everyone. A report by the International Longevity Centre UK recently measured local authorities by inequalities in health, wealth and opportunity. Derry ranked third worst in the UK, 357th out of 359. And when we talk about deprivation, we also must talk about air quality. Poor air quality is a serious, yet often overlooked indicator of poverty and health inequality. It is a little surprise, it's of little surprise then, that FOI is above the Northern Ireland average for respiratory conditions such as asthma and COPD. These facts tell the real story of Northern Ireland today, a story that sits totally at odds with what we hear from ministers in this chamber. Regional balance isn't about pitting one area against another. What's good for the West should be good for Northern Ireland as a whole. That's the challenge, and that's our responsibility as legislators. Yet despite the rhetoric, regional balance remains a claim only on paper, just warm words. For too long, it has been used to pacify the long-standing demands of people denied the university that they were promised, the investment that was pledged, and the economic justice that they deserve. We welcome the recent progress in relation to McGee, and our numbers are now standing at around 6,000 higher education students in Derry, but put this against 46,000 students in Belfast. It's not balanced. The resignation of Kieran Kennedy from the board of Invest NI was a stark warning and a damning indictment of the executive's failure to deliver for regional economies, especially in the North West. Kieran is a respected voice who understands what is at stake. His decision speaks volumes about the lack of urgency and cultural change at the heart of Invest NI. Sorry. It was interesting to read just about an hour ago that Invest NI have just advertised a new role for the head of regional business in Derry. What a coincidence. And when we see decisions like the Football Fund, which left clubs like Derry City Football and Coleraine out in the cold, it's clear that regional balance still isn't embedded across departments. So what needs to change? We need an economic strategy that drives growth in every part of the region, recognising the comparative disadvantages of each area and ensuring that no community is left behind. We need a skills policy that links education with opportunity, one that seizes the jobs of the future, from green energy to AI. We need to see progress on the sub-regional economic plan and a whole government approach to make it work. That's why our motion calls on the Minister to ensure every department plays its part. And it's why I have brought forward Regional Balance Bill, a bill proposal which has now been formally submitted to the Speaker's office. I look forward to engaging with the Speaker and hope it will be granted approval to progress with the drafters. It is in the interest of every Minister in this chamber that this legislation goes forward, because poverty doesn't care about borders or council areas. We should all want a society where our chances of a good education, access to healthcare and a prosperous future for your children are not decided by your postcode. Speaker, the First Minister recently told us that the North West is thriving. I'll never stop speaking up for the North West. I'm probably like a broken record at this stage. But I'll also never stop being honest. Walk around the streets of Derry and ask people if they think our city is thriving. Ask them if they feel the difference of government in their wage packets or in their daily lives. Thriving is not the word you will hear. 1 year ago, the Sub-Regional Economic Plan declared a new strategic approach to economic policy that places regional balance at its heart. 1 year later, people are still waiting to see the difference, to feel the difference, to even understand what is the purpose of this body. That needs to change. And with a different approach, one grounded in fairness, evidence and ambition, it can change. Mr. Speaker, I put the motion to the floor.
Thank you. And I call Patrick Delargy.
Gormaigit, Blas Cran Colia. Regional balance underpins Sinn Féin's economic strategy, a commitment to making the North work for all of its people. And the basis of our economic strategy is to make the economy work for ordinary people, not just for ordinary people to work to boost the economy. And it's only when our economy is delivering real change at a grassroots level that this becomes a reality. That's why Minister Archibald's Good Job Bill and a myriad of other progressive legislation advance this agenda. The key reason why Sinn Féin took up the economic portfolio last year was to address and improve regional balance. That's why we made regional balance a key pillar of the department's economic strategy. That's why it underpins the other three priorities, and that's why we insisted that regional balance be a shared executive priority. In delivering regional balance, people want to hear what has been achieved. They want to hear tangible outcomes. And today, I want to outline what Sinn Féin have already done. So let's talk about Derry. Let's talk about the A6, a transformative project for regional balance delivered by Sinn Féin Infrastructure Minister Chris Hazard. Let's talk about the decentralisation of the civil service under Finance Ministers John O'Dowd and Conor Murphy, which has brought jobs into the heart of many of our communities. Let's talk about the transformation of McGee, a policy which other parties have talked about, but which Sinn Féin Ministers Conor Murphy and Caoimhe Archibald have delivered. Let's talk about Ebrington, about Meenan Square, about the North West Cancer Centre, about the City of Derry Airport, about a plethora of new schools. Let's talk Derry up. Everyone here knows that Derry and other regions, particularly those west of the ban, have experienced chronic underinvestment under decades of the Unionist Party. And my grandparents and their generation who came out on our streets as part of the civil rights movement, they marched with a vision not just to talk about the problems, but to talk about the solutions. They created the framework where I can stand here in this chamber today as an equal to everyone else here, where my generation no longer have to experience the neglect and the lack of opportunity which their generation faced. So the campaign that they talked about and that they marched for was about talking Derry up. It was about selling Derry's story, and it was about selling that to people across Ireland and across the world. Derry's story is changing, and regional balance is changing under Sinn Féin's leadership. That leadership is focused on delivery, it's focused on opportunity, and it's focused on building a positive future for all. But it's also an opportunity and a vision for everyone else in this chamber to get behind that, for everyone in this chamber to work together to build that, because this isn't a partisan issue. It's about fairness and it's about ambition for our whole economy. And when we work together, when we push in the same direction, we can achieve real change. But this takes everyone working together. It takes collective leadership from the North West and particularly from our political representatives. The people of Derry and of the entire North deserve that. They deserve a society where investment reaches every corner and where no young person feels that they need to leave Derry to succeed. And the same goes for young people in Donegal, because regional balance can never be addressed while our country is partitioned and while Derry is cut off from its natural hinterland in Donegal. Of course there are challenges, and no one here is denying that. But when we hear all about the challenges and not about the opportunities, then businesses and those hoping to invest in Derry will naturally switch off. When they don't see a collective political will, that is extremely problematic for investment. The collective leadership coming from Derry businesses, coming from the Chamber of Commerce, but most importantly from the people of Derry, is that we have a collective cause and that we must row in the same direction. I agree that we should be encouraging regional balance across all our departments. But that's what we're already doing. We're consistently asking questions around why Altmagelvin doesn't have an adequately sized, adequately resourced emergency department, around funding for mental health groups and for charities, around championing organisations and leaders in the North West, holding ministers to account. But we're so much stronger when we do that together. Cor Maggot.
Call Gary Middleton.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Speaker. The